Welcome to T Radio. During these shows, I will have several different co-hosts on different subjects, from love, crystals, chakras, angels, and even star beings. I will also bring in guests with conversations on the metaphysical and spiritual world. If you are a psychic, healer, tarot, oracle, card reader, etc., and you would like to be a guest on my show, or I would love to be a guest on your show, or if you just want to keep up with upcoming shows and events, just head on over to my website at tessalunaluvia.com and click on radio shows. I will also put the link in the description below. I would love to connect with you. Now on to the show.
Used to feel like it was just us. Guess I thought I was in love. Cause if I wasn't, who was I? And why'd you stay those mornings? I hope you felt something too. And how we used to waste our days just listening to songs. Trying, I'm half in love and half on fire. Thought that you would be too.
My guest today is Abby Webbs, and she will be talking about her book, Hot Mess. Some of you might recognize Abby from our monthly reading podcast. But for those of you that are not familiar, I will let Abby introduce herself and tell us a little bit about who she is and what she offers, and most excitingly, her book, which I am very eager to learn about as I read some little snippets from Amazon, but want to hear it straight from the author, even though I am buying the book as well. So on to Abby.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I recently got Invisalign, so if you hear extra or absent S's, I'm still working on trying to speak with them, so I apologize. A little bit about myself. My name is Abby, and I grew up and currently live in North Dakota, if you couldn't tell by the accent and those elongated O's. I have been writing since about 11 years old. I wrote my first story about cats that solved mysteries. It was about 100 pages, which is pretty impressive when you're 11 at 11 point font, but I am still a little embarrassed about it because it was about cats that solved mysteries. Throughout my life, I could just never commit to a genre or writing anything in general, so it would be a write, delete process, and nothing ever came of it. As time passed, I started to develop my spiritual gifts and focusing on mediumship and developing my psychic senses. And eventually, I opened up my own Etsy shop, which is Medium Abby Webbs, and began to provide readings. I also have a website, which is mediumabbywebbs.com, which will be under construction here shortly. It needs a bit of a revamping. But as I was getting involved in the spiritual side of things, my desire to write just became overwhelming. And as I was writing, I was about 130 pages into the book that I had written at the time, which was essentially the same characters and almost the same plot, but a very different, more serious tone. And I deleted the whole thing. I was going back and I was reading it and I hated it. I was so bored. And I was like, if I'm bored, the people that are reading this are definitely going to be bored. So I deleted the whole thing. And I was just staring at the computer like, where do I go from here? And I titled the document Hot Mess because I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea where I wanted to go. I was flying by the seat of my pants for the entire plot. I had a general idea, but the whole thing ended up changing. As I was writing it, I had a completely different ending planned. I actually ended up writing the last two chapters in 45 minutes, and it just came together so perfectly that I was like, this is definitely what it's gonna be. And I ended up finishing it after 3 years of writing on September 17th, which is actually my dad's birthday, so it was extra special for me. I met the goal before I turned 27, which will be April 17th, and I know that you are an April baby as well, which is super exciting. It was meant to be. But that is basically the background on me and how I came about to writing and how my Etsy shop came about. It's a very condensed version, that is for sure.
Yes, I am an April baby too, although the older you get, the less you look forward to birthdays, at least for me. And I have a cat named Mystery, so I would have loved the book you wrote when you were younger, girl. So Abby, what was your inspiration for writing this book?
So my inspiration for writing Hot Mess, I have always loved true crime. I have always loved writing, and I am a psychic medium, so I thought, why not combine all of those things? I also hadn't read a book in a really long time that had made me actually laugh out loud, and that was my goal, essentially, when I began. I wanted to write something that I would enjoy reading and that would make me laugh. It was something that tied in my two favorite things, which was true crime and, obviously, it's fictional true crime, but and humor. And it's just the perfect little trifecta for me.
So on to the exciting part, girl. Tell us about the book.
Alrighty, so Hot Mess is about Stella Clark, who is a psychic private investigator, and she has a tendency to attract people that are a bit strange that come to her for help. So she is the daughter of a homicide detective who has absolutely no patience for her and her nonsense, basically. The nonsense is definitely amplified because in the first page, she gets shot, which is a little teaser for the ending. She is approached by a man whose sister was murdered by the same serial killer who killed her mother. She was only 2, so she doesn't have a lot of memory of it. But basically, this whole time, her dad has been keeping these interviews and all of this information about her mother's murder from her, basically shielding her. So she only has good memories of her mom. And this whole time, she basically just goes along with it and respects his wishes. But when she's approached by this man, she realizes the injustice that she has basically been allowing to happen. And she, as a psychic, has the ability to help solve this case. And she's just blindly gone by her dad's wishes, which is also a factor for her. She is torn between respecting this as well as getting justice for not only her mother, but the other families that have lost a mother or a sister or an aunt or a cousin or a best friend. And she's really struggling with this in the beginning. He also has some very famous old paintings that were stolen from him that he requests that she finds because he plans on donating them in the name of his sister to the fund that would help other families who were victims of this serial killer. It leads her sort of down a rabbit hole. She is very haphazard in the way that she goes about doing things, and she upsets a lot of people in the sense that they are just basically stressed out, like, all the time because of her. She basically repeats, "I could have done it better, but I make bad choices." She accidentally basically finds these paintings and entangles herself with an internationally wanted art thief who is less than impressed with her. Basically, he says, "I've traveled all around the world, I've stolen things, but your life still somehow ends up being way more exciting than mine," because she's just so involved and unbothered by the disasters that she creates in her wake, and she knows it. So moving through the book, she ends up trying to help a drag queen and his wife find their missing son, who is basically trying to escape them, but they will not come to terms with that. They are also a little bit crazy, so she has to help them get what they assume is demons out of their house. So she convinces them that they need to fill a humidifier full of holy water and just put it in their house. She just wants them to leave her alone, but she ends up getting sucked back into them. There is tomato sauce seances and lots of space demons involved in their crazies that she is just not having, but she ends up saving their lives in a house fire that they accidentally on purpose cause, and it's just a lot of fun. I had so much fun writing it because I would go back and read it and I would laugh at the things that I wrote like I didn't write them, which was the best thing. Like, writing something, rereading it at a later time and laughing like you didn't write it is one of the greatest feelings. Like, I really wrote that. Like, it's just such a wonderful thing. And I truly hope that some of you had the same experience reading it that I had writing it. So if you're looking for a good book and a good laugh, this one is definitely for you. Jumping out of that sidebar and getting back to the plot, things evolve and she ends up seeing these little patterns with the art thief that lead to a bit of a plot twist later in the novel that she was not expecting. It makes her a little bit mad because this whole time she had the opportunity to solve her mother's murder based on the people that she ended up interacting with without knowing that they had the potential to help her solve this murder of her mother and of all these other women who were murdered by this serial killer. So he is super enticed by the fact that he could have her mother as well as her. And so he baits her, and she, making bad choices, as I mentioned earlier, decides to meet him in a parking garage. And that's where things sort of unfold, and you see where she gets shot in the very beginning of the book at this time. And obviously, I'm not going to spoil the ending because then you have no point in going back and reading it.
Good grief, that was definitely exciting. Now I have to have it, and I definitely will let you know my thoughts afterward, because as you know, I am a psychic who loves true crime, so this is right up my alley, girl. Okay, so Abby, where can we find your book?
So you can find the book on Amazon.com right now. It is also available for a Kindle purchase as well as paperback. You can also find it at my Etsy shop, Medium Abby Webbs. Don't forget to review and rate the book. It really helps. You can also follow Hot Mess Novel Official on Instagram if you're looking for updates for the sequel, or if you're looking for tidbits of information and excerpts from the current book. I will also be posting reviews on there as well. So at this time, I'm going to read a little excerpt from the current book. And just to give you guys a little bit of background, she has just discovered that she might be the next target of the serial killer that murdered her mother. And she is having a conversation with Gloria Burton, who is an officer that has a little bit of exuberance to her. Gloria placed an open palm on the desk and leaned forward, speaking in a whisper. Spice up my life. I'm not going to tell your dad. I swallowed hard. I think I may be next. Unexpectedly, she gasped with blatant relief at my confusion and let out a wheeze like she just found out her grandmother rose from the dead. I watched her kiss her hand and raise it to an unknown deity in the sky. Praise Jesus, she whispered. I awkwardly glanced around, unsure of how to react. I still don't understand what's happening right now. She cupped her mouth with her free hand and forced a tear from the crevice of her eyeball, blinking dramatically. She was making zero effort to hide the substantial amount of comfort that this brought her. Girl, she cried, wiping tiny forced tears from her face while hiccuping deep within her belly. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Excuse me? I whispered, offended, watching the dramatic spectacle of thankful emotions unload from her. I might get murdered. And this might get me off desk duty, she answered unapologetically as her theatrics winded down to an acceptable level. I'll help you. My jaw dropped slightly and I repeated dumbstruck. I don't understand what's happening right now. She shook her head and sniffled. You not understanding, because I had a private conversation with Jesus this morning. Jesus got a good sense of humor. By having me put on the hit list of a serial killer, I exclaimed, realizing a second too late that I was close to hysterics. Girl, she tisked, he'd be looking out for me, not you. Oh, thank goodness, I snapped sarcastically. I was so worried. She appeared incredibly satisfied and added, before spinning towards her computer and clicking away. Now what's your boy's name? I wasn't even sure it was worth it at this point. Casper Hawkins, I answered lamely, like his name conjured a bad taste in my mouth. Her mood did a 180 and her eyes scrolled over the screen for a few minutes while she absentmindedly stroked her chin. Her tone was all business when she spoke. Casper Hawkins, aged 27 years, wanted by Interpol since the age of 12. She seemed particularly impressed by this tidbit, but carried on without the addition of her personal thoughts. He's known to steal rare and expensive art and resell it to private buyers. Looks like the only evidence they got on him is the buyers that got caught after he crashed and dashed. They don't got a lot on him. Your boy's a ghost. A ghost, I repeated unimpressed. The universe did have a sense of humor. So thank you so much for having me, and thank you for listening to me. I truly appreciate it, and I really hope you enjoyed the book as much as I enjoyed writing it. Again, you can find me at Etsy, at Medium Abby Webs. That's the name of my shop, as well as mediumabbywebs.com. If you're looking for a reading and to purchase the book, you can find it on Amazon as well as my Etsy shop. And just a reminder, the website will probably be down for maintenance here shortly, but I'll get it back up and running as soon as possible. Thank you again so much for listening. And if you're looking for a good book, and if you love true crime, if you love a good mystery, if you love a good laugh, check out Hot Mess by Abby Webs. You'll be hearing from me shortly as the end of the month wraps up and we get to the monthly readings. I will see you guys in April, my birthday month, our birthday month, me and T. Stay sexy. Don't get murdered. My favorite murder podcast is like one of my favorites right now. And it just seemed like the perfect opportunity to throw that in there. So thank you again. You guys are amazing. And I really hope you enjoy my book. Go buy it and go download it on Kindle. I can't wait to hear what you guys think of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Abby, for coming on T Radio to talk about your book. I cannot wait to get mine. And if you guys end up buying one, let us know what you thought about it, and we may mention you in the next video. Stay safe and be kind to one another. Namaste.
Used to feel like it was just us. Guess I thought I was in love. Trying, I'm half in love and half on fire. Thought that you would be too.